Funko's longtime CEO Brian Mariotti is going out in style. Shares of the toy maker are surging about 13% in today's session after a better-than-expected third quarter and holiday season outlook. Mariotti has essentially created the modern-day Funko, leading it since 2005. He will move to the role of Chief Creative Officer in early January. Brian Mariotti joins us now. Brian, good to see you as always. As you mentioned to me in break, you're not going anywhere, and we will talk about that in just a second here. But I think the market likes your holiday season outlook, earnings ahead of where the estimates were. What gives you the confidence to put out that outlook?
You know, I think we've obviously navigated some pretty difficult times with, you know, the container issues, COVID issues, and employee working from home issues. And we've continued to set some of the biggest records in our company's history, quarter by quarter by quarter, starting in Q1, Q2, and Q3 of this year. So, you know, we're pretty transparent. We're conservative, but we obviously feel like we've got a handle on this situation and we're very bullish. But more than anything else, Brian, the demand for Funko products is at an all-time high. On a global basis, everybody wants our pop culture products, including the Loungefly brand. And we couldn't be more excited for the future.
Brian, how much of your stuff is locked up at the ports?
You know, it's not ideal. Our retailers are sitting with quasi lower than they would love to have shelves. You know, they'd like to have more inventory. We'd like to give them more inventory, and we're trying to navigate every single lever we can pull, including moving stuff to FOB, you know, from FOB China, so that some of our bigger retailers can use their clout to get containers maybe even faster than we are. But it's not ideal, but we're working through it.
When do you see this just alleviating itself? It's not just you, to be totally fair. It's many other retailers, it's toy companies, it's cosmetics, you name it. Are you seeing any relief for the first part of next year?
You know, I hear mixed things. I know it has been stabilized and it's a little bit better than it was even a couple months ago. So we're going to just focus on the positive and say, look, you know, we were really struggling for a little while getting containers. It has definitely been better. You know, you hear things, you hear early spring, it's going to get back to normal. You hear just before summer, it'll get back to normal. I know that our team is doing an amazing job of securing a ton of containers for the demand we have globally. So fingers crossed, but we feel good. We know it can get better. And hopefully the quicker it gets better, the better for everybody, including our fans, which is what we're here to serve.
I'm in the camp, Brian, that we will see a strong holiday shopping season. If that is in fact the case, are you talking about, are we at that point where we're going to see out of stocks in Funko and, let's be honest, the rest of the industry?
Yeah, you know, look, it's not ideal. One thing that we love about our business is the lack of seasonality. And Brian, you understand more than anybody else that pop culture is 365 days a year. So if we're late with the product for 2, 3, 4 weeks, we're not missing any kind of like season, whether it's Squid Game or the latest you know, Book of Boba Fett coming on Disney Plus, you know, Marvel, Star Wars, Harry Potter. We know we did so well with evergreen content during this pandemic. We are we love the fact that we're not seasonal and that, you know, some things slide and we're putting out so much new pop culture content on a week to week basis. It really helps us when there are slight delays. And then that also helps us when retailers are looking for products and we have a ton of, you know, products in our warehouse that can meet their needs in pop culture. So we can shift different products around and get products into to retailers in a very unique way.
You have Squid Game toys in the market already?
We got first one to have a license, first one to get products approved, and we're taking pre-orders on Squid Game right now. We expect that to be early next year on shelves.
But how big could that franchise be for you? I mean, it's gone through the roof.
Yeah, the indications of interest are really, really positive. We're really good about tracking what our retailers' demand is and what the heat is around a pop culture product. So I think we're much like early reads on The Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. We're seeing similar kind of enthusiasm in the brand.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm holding one of these Baby Yodas right now. I believe this will be your Macy's Day balloon here. Apologies, I'm working from inside my kitchen right now. It's the best I have for you, Brian. What other content is on tap for next year? We've talked about this a couple months ago. It looks like there's a big slate on tap for next year.
There is obviously a ton more Star Wars and Marvel Disney Plus shows, a ton of Marvel movies on tap next year, Jurassic Park. You know, there's so much out there, Ghostbusters Afterlife. There's so much that we're tapped into. It's more like a traditional year in 22 for us. We're seeing healthy slate of new television content and new theatrical content, which is really what's been missing, the new theatrical and the new TV content. We do amazing with sports and music and anime and all those evergreen content properties. But when you add all that normal great year of content on top of all of our evergreen slate, you're basically going to operate with a really, really good potential for an amazing year. I think we're seeing this this content slate feel very much like it was in 2017, and that strong of a content year.
Well, my Funkos that I purchased this holiday season cost more because of the inflation out there.
Yep, I would agree. I think just about everybody in our industry has put in some sort of rate hike on products, obviously because of the insane price increases in the containers. And I think, you know, we were we looked at it from every different angle, and we started passing on some slight increases as well. But we believe the demand for the product and the brand strength and our unique position in pop culture, you know, it's not going to affect our fan base. And I think that we're in a really good position in terms of trying to, do what's best for shareholders as well, and making sure that we're as profitable as we possibly can be.
And Brian, I mentioned this at the top, a new role coming up for you in early January. I remember interviewing you on IPO day down at the NASDAQ a couple of years ago. In fact, look, our producers made the spot there. There are you and I, me looking a little thinner on 1 hour sleep, and you still looking very good, Brian. But why the new role for you?
As you grow, it's been 17 years of me running Funko. You definitely learn what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And I think for me and the company as a whole, when I can get in there in the weeds and deal with product development and M&A initiatives and fan engagement and content and licensing, which has been the strength of the company, I'm doing a better job for not only our fans, our Funko employees, and our shareholders. And I think Andrew has a wonderful skill set. He's been my partner. He's been president for the last 6 years. And I think he's going to make an amazing CEO and has strengths that I do not have. And so I feel like we're getting a really great bang for the buck here. Andrew, I think, is going to be an amazing CEO. And I think I'm going to be able to really focus on trying to drive, shareholder value and additional revenue and creative ways to disrupt in pop culture. So I couldn't be more excited. I'm more passionate about this new role than ever, because it takes me out of meetings that I really wasn't lending a lot of expertise on anyways, operations and finance and everything else. And so it lets me focus on what I do best and honestly, how we built the company, which is me just being immersed constantly in pop culture.
I'll say it one more time. Funko CEO Brian Mariotti, good to see you. Have a good holiday season. Look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate the time.